We continue 18 lines up from the bottom of Chaf Hey Omer Aleph. We just got through discussing the miracle of the sun standing still at the time of Yeshua, and the pasuk which we initially began on the top of Chaf Hey Omer Aleph mentioned that it was Halohi Ksuva al Sefer HaYashar. So now we have another reference to the Sefer HaYashar Ksiv, Vayomer Lamed Bnei Yehuda Keshes. It was to teach the children of Yehuda about the bow and arrow. Hinei Ksuv al Sefer HaYashar, it's written about it in the Sefer HaYashar, my Sefer HaYashar. What is the Sefer HaYashar? Amrav Chiyah Bar Abba. Amrav Yochanan is the Sefer Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Shenikri Yisharim, it's Sefer Bereishis, but it's a reference to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, who were Yashar, who were straight. Techsev Behu, Tamos Nafshi Mos Yisharim, Utiach Riso Kamohu, but my death should be like them, and what follows should be the same as well. Pecha Remiza. And where is there an allusion to the fact that Yehuda would be connected to a bow and arrow? Yehuda ata yoducha achecha yadcha ba'oref oivecha. Your hands will be by the neck or the of your enemies, or a little bit above the neck. Ve'ezohi milchama, by the head. Ve'ezohi milchama shetzricha yad keneged oref. When is there a war which would require your hands to be raised so high above the neck? Ha'yomer zukeshes. That's when you bow and arrow, you have to raise your hands up high, eye level. Rabbi Lezer Amar, Ze Sefer Mishnah Torah. No, actually, Sefer Yasher is not Bereishis, it's Devarim. Vamai Karolei Sefer Yasher. Why is Devarim called Sefer Yasher? Dechsiv Yasisa Yasher Vatov Be'enei Hashem mentions in Sefer Devarim Asisa Yasher Vatov. Hence, Sefer Yasher. Pehecha Ramiza. And where is there an allusion in Sefer Devarim to Yehuda being someone involved with a bone arrow? Yadav Rav Lo. His hands, it's in plural, there were many. What type of battle requires two hands? Havi Omer Zukeshes is with a bow and arrow. That's a weapon that you need two hands to utilize. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Zeh Sefer Shoftim. He says, no, Sefer Yasher refers to the book of Judges. Vamai Karuloi Sefer Yah Yasher. Why is it called Sefer Yasher? Tuchsiv Bayame Mahim Ein Melech B'Yisrael Ish. Hayashar be'inav yase. It's actually a negative. That everyone, it was chaos. Everyone did their own thing. Hayashar be'inav, what they thought was right, which is a negative. But that's called Sefer Hayashar. Pech Ramiza. And where in Sefer Shoftim is there an allusion to the fact that Yehuda was involved with the bow and arrow? Laman das doros b'nei Yisrael lelamda milchama. In order to teach them about war, ve'ezu milchama shesricha limud. What war needs education, needs strategy, needs teaching, needs training? Have you ever said kashas? It must be a bow and arrow. Either, you know, a sword doesn't need training, it is stab. Uminolan to be Yehuda ksiv, but the question though is, how do you know that that pasuk is referring specifically to Yehuda? It says, Laman das doros b'nei Yisrael. So how is that necessarily Yehuda? So the answer is the Gemara, the ksiv miyala lanu el hakanani, who is the one of b'nei Yisrael that's going to go up to fight the Canaanites, lehilachim, Bayomar Hashem, Yehuda Yale. Yehuda is going to go up. So Yehuda is the default B'nai Yisrael group that's going to be going to war. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Vayarem hatavach es hashok vehe aleha. Vayasum lefnei Shaul. Different discussion, but also a machlokas with the similar characters involved. The butcher raised the thigh and what was upon it, and he placed it in front of Shaul. My v'he'ela, what does it mean? And what was upon the thigh, the shok? Rabbi Yochanan Amar shok ve'alya. It's the thigh and the tail. My v'ha'alya. So why does it say v'he'eleha instead of v'alya? D'misamcha shok la'alya, because the thigh supports the tail, and it's all connected. Rabbi Elazar Omer shok ve'chazeh. The he'ele is really the breast. My v'he'ele. So why does it say the head, what was upon it, just say the breast. The machas le lechazeh ilavei, the shok, because the breast is actually placed above the shok in the body. Kiboy, no, sorry, not in the body. Kiboy anufei menafele. When you bring a korban with tenufa, when you have to do the wave offering, the breast is placed above the thigh, and then you do the waving with the kohen. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar shok v'shufi. It's the thigh, and then the cap. As Rashi says, Kaf Hasovev Etzem, it's the cap above it. Mai Veheeleh, so why is it called Heeleha instead of the cap? Shufi ilave the show kare, because the shufi, the cap is above, it covers that thigh bone. Okay, so just to quickly recap, we have another discussion about Sefer HaYashar. What is Sefer HaYashar? Initially, we thought of Sefer HaYashar, Sefer Bereishis, but it potentially could mean Sefer Dvarim or even Sefer Shoftim. And it's Yehuda that was, when they went to war, they were went to battle specifically with a bow and arrow. That's not to imply that others wouldn't go out to war with a bow and arrow, but the pasuk specifically said, "Lalamed bnei Yehuda keshes," that Sefer HaYashar is connected to this idea of Yehuda and the bow and arrow.